Welcome to the 13 Skulls Podcast, episode number 3.
Hold sound, everything outside of the stop. Then I will
today's episode, we're going to kind of be doing things a little bit differently. We're going to really kind of just cover one subject today instead of a bunch of different things like I was, you know, for the first two episodes. We're going to kind of change things up a little bit. The first thing that we're going to cover is the Allagash abduction, a story of four men that went camping and were abducted by aliens, and an article about whether or not Earth is a colony of Mars. And pretty much it's going to be kind of an open forum show for me today. I'm just going to be kind of discussing those two and giving my opinion on it and just kind of changing things up a little bit to see if maybe, you know, see if this format will work a little bit better. But either way, stay tuned. We'll be right back. First thing that I wanted to talk about in this whole episode of aliens is a story. It's called the Allagash Abduction, and it's courtesy of UFOcasebook.com. And basically, this story is four young men back in, I believe it was August of 1976, were going on vacation. They had all met at the Massachusetts College of Art, and they were on their way to the Allagash Waterway, which is a series of lakes and canals that are in the mountains of Maine. And what basically had happened, to make a long story short, is that these four men, they went camping on one of the lakes there, and they actually let me go ahead and tell you, the four men were, there were two twins. There were brothers Jack and Jim Wiener, along with their friends Chuck Rack and Charlie Foltz. And they all four went to this lake, and they were, you know, camping out, and they decided to go out in their canoe. Well, they had built a big bonfire, basically, to, you know, to be able to see where their campsite was on the shoreline at night, because if anybody's ever been camping at night, it's kind of hard to find your campsite unless you got something that really stands out. So they went out on their canoe, and they see this orb, star-like thing in the sky, and one of the guys in the boat kind of flashes his flashlight at it, and well, it starts coming towards them. Well, they start to paddle away, and then the next thing that they realize is that they're on the shoreline. They were in their canoe. The next thing they know, they're on the shoreline on the ground. And their big bonfire that they had burnt was now just a pile of embers. So obviously they were gone for quite some time. And if anybody's ever been camping out, you know, when you build a fire, it does take quite some time, especially with a bonfire, for it to go out. A few hours, you know, can elapse before the fire actually goes out. Well, they didn't really realize what was, you know, what had happened to them. There's a picture here in this article of the guys that it happened to, and they were all going to an art college, so they drew pictures or depictions of what had happened to them after they remembered it. It was, you know, not to get too far into the story, but they did remember, you know, eventually what had happened. And there's a picture in the article, I guess one of the drawings that they had made of them with the aliens in some kind of a, I don't know if it was an examination room or whatever, but one of the guys is laying down on a little platform and the other guys are sitting over there. It looks like they're naked, so obviously they're going to, you know, do some kind of examining to them. But, you know, go read the story. It's a pretty interesting, you know, abduction case. But I was thinking about this, and it kind of made me wonder about the story itself. Alien abduction stories generally follow a certain type of basis to it. There's a certain type of thing that happens with a certain type of alien. You know, they're in their sleep and they're paralyzed, or they don't remember anything at all whenever they're, you know, after it happens, or like I said, they're in their bed paralyzed and they're like taken away, and, you know, or again, they don't realize anything, and, you know, they're in a room with a couple of aliens and they're doing some experiments or examinations to them or whatever, and they all kind of follow this basic outline. And it really made me wonder whether or not that basic outline, it can go one of two ways, in my opinion. The alien abduction case is either so common that, that, you know, everybody that is experiencing it is experiencing it pretty much in the same way almost every time. Now, there might be slight differences to them, but does that mean that the aliens really are coming down here and examining the human race? And if so, why? What's the point? I know that's the question that everybody asks, is why? Why does it happen? But nobody really knows why it's happening. And that'll lead me into another story once we get to the Colony on Mars article that I'm going to get into later. But it either goes in that direction, that they're also common, that they're the same thing, and that these aliens are doing tests on people, I guess, to see the differences in them, or reproduction case. I don't know if it's a genetic thing, or if they're you know, making clones of people, or if they're doing it just for strict like medical purposes. They're just looking to see what makes us tick. I don't know. Maybe, possibly, going in another direction, then it could be that these guys had so many different, or heard so many stories and stuff about aliens, that they went camping and were sitting around the campfire getting a little drunk and decided to, you know, come up with this far-fetched story about getting, you know, abducted so they can get themselves in the newspaper and actually have an article written about them, and, you know, people make a big to-do about them. You know, maybe they just wanted the to be noticed, to have that, you know, the limelight for 15 minutes, have your 15 minutes of fame. So, I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell. Just because it's so similar to so many different cases, it makes me wonder whether or not it's real. And it's kind of hard to say that it's not real, because so many people do experience it. But at the same time, a lot of people make up stuff. They make, they really don't, you know, they make up stories. A lot of people do, or at least people that I've come in contact with, and make up stories to make their life better than what it really is, to get some kind of acknowledgement and some kind of attention. So I hate to call myself a skeptic. I hate to call myself a believer, because I guess if I don't see it, it's hard for me to believe. And whenever you're going on what people say, it's kind of hard to believe them completely, just because people, at least here in America, I know people have a tendency of not telling the whole truth. They have a tendency of exaggerating things, and it's hard for me to believe that it actually happened. But at the same time, I don't want to not believe it, because I believe that anything is possible. So, again, I hate to pull out the, you know, the I'm not sure card here, but when it comes down to it, the story is so similar to everything else that I've ever heard And it makes me wonder, did they do it for the attention, or did they do it, you know, did they do it because they wanted, you know, to be noticed, to have some kind of attention for the story, to get their 15 minutes of fame? Or did they do it because, you know, because it really happened? Did they actually tell the story because it happened? If they did happen, it's quite a story. It's very interesting. You should go and read the story. It's pretty good. You know, they give quite a bit of detail. Again, there's some pictures in there of the men themselves and a drawing that they had made, and some quotes down near the bottom. You can, you know, read those, get your own opinion, let me know what it is. All right, well, if you like the story after you read it, you know, give me your opinions on it. I'm open for any type of feedback, ideas, suggestions, whatever. So let me know what you think. Move on any further, I'd just like to take a minute to let you guys know I had a call from a woman the other day that she left a message on my voicemail for the show, and I guess given from what she said, which was basically that if I'm not going to answer, then, you know, all I'm going to hear is her voice. The phone line isn't a live line, everybody, just to let you know. It's just a voicemail phone line that is a service provided through K7.net, and basically what it is that if you call that number, it's just going to pick up and be a voicemail. You leave your message, and then that service, that program emails me what message you leave, and you know, so it's not a live line, it's just a voicemail. So again, that number is 206-202-5128. Leave me a message, you know, your feedbacks, comments, whatever, but again, it's not a live line.
My name is X246ZY7 from the planet Dotopia. And when I'm in your rather primitive solar system, I go to ParanormalPodcast.com and set my podcast aggregator to Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold. Finally, a show about me.
Well, sort of. At Paranormal Podcast, we interview authors and experts from around the world about everything from UFOs and ghosts to the existence of life after death. Are crop circles real? Is there scientific explanations for the Bermuda Triangle phenomena? Learn this and so much more on the Paranormal Podcast. Now, we take our subject matter seriously, but we have fun too. Even skeptics are welcome. So please subscribe. It's free. You can find us at Podcast Alley, the iTunes Music Store, or at ParanormalPodcast.com. Take a listen. Open your mind.
One story that I came across recently was courtesy of UFOarea.com, and the title is Earth a Colony of Mars? And the reason I found this so interesting is that back whenever I was, I don't know, somewhere in the area of being about, I don't know, 10 years old or so, I had a thought, possibly humans could have been transplanted here from Mars. The reason that I thought this article was so interesting was because of that idea that I had whenever I was a kid. And it started to make me think that possibly we could have been. You know, if there's another article out there, then obviously there might be something to it. I don't necessarily think there is, but there could be. There is a possibility for it. I know it's kind of a strong, far-fetched idea that Mars, you know, has some kind of life, and that for whatever reason, some alien civilization that came along found us there and decided that Earth was a better, more hospitable place for us. I don't know. I think that it is a possibility. The article basically gives, you know, ideas on how Earth was a colony of Mars, and, you know, there's some interesting pictures there too from NASA's Mars rovers that they kind of use to give you, you know, an idea of how it is possible. Go check out the article. It's pretty neat. It's Is Earth a Colony of Mars? Courtesy of UFOarea.com, and I'll leave links to it in the show notes and everything. It's interesting. Kind of makes you wonder where we really came from and whether or not Earth is our home. So go read the article, and if you have any ideas on it, let me know. I mean, the article basically says that one of NASA's robotic rovers has found evidence that parts of Mars was once soaked with water, you know, enough water to sustain life. And that was back in 2004. So I've also heard a story one time, I can't remember where it was that I heard it, about a guy who was able to, well, first of all, he came in contact with some kind of a being, you know, in his house while he was asleep. And this being allowed him to remote view the Mars, you know, terrain and the life that's there. And this being basically took him underground where they all lived, and they were roughly humanoid shaped, you know, they had your typical humanoid body, and they basically showed him around, showed him how they how they did everything. And I'll see if I can, how they lived there. I'll see if I can find the article and put it in the show notes if I can. You know, if I can't, sorry, I'll try my best to find it, but you know, it made me wonder that if possibly there was enough water there to sustain life for, you know, for a while, possibly could it have been that some sort of alien civilization decided to transplant some of us human beings to Earth because they thought it was a better place for us to be. They thought it was maybe more hospitable since the planet we were on was dying. Who knows? I mean, anything in my mind is possible, just for the simple fact that the universe is so big that there has to be parts of it where our normal idea and mathematical physics just don't come into play. I think that there has to be a place somewhere that is completely and utterly opposite of what we have here, as far as physics goes. You know, in some place what goes up might stay up, or what goes down might stay down. I mean, you never know. Anything is possible. I do believe that if, for whatever reason, we were transplanted here, that potentially there could be other human civilizations or human colonies on other planets, somewhere else outside of our solar system or outside of our galaxy or completely on the opposite side of the universe. It's things like that really kind of make me wonder if there is life out there that was capable of transplanting us from one planet to another, then how can it be that they found us? Did they find us because they found us by accident? Like, they just happened to be in the cosmic neighborhood for whatever reason and suddenly just realized that there was life here? Or do they have the technology to scan the universe to find out where life is? Do they have some kind of a technology that's able to sense life, you know? Or, you know, were they relatively close? Did they come from, you know, just across the galaxy? Did they come across from the other side of the universe? Who knows? Because anything, again, is possible. If you consider that physics is made up, in my mind, physics is something that's made up by man. So our laws of physics can only go as far as our minds can comprehend. Physics, you know, is only what we've come up with. So if you're able to go beyond what the human mind is capable of understanding, then you can bring into light physics that don't adhere to our normal everyday mathematical reasoning. I do believe that there is life out there. I do believe that there's intelligent life out there. But my question is, how do they find us? If they found us by pure accident, then what made them so, what's the word I'm looking for? What made them so noble or so friendly and caring to want to transplant another species to a different planet? That brings into another question in my mind that a lot of people say that the aliens that they come in contact with don't really have any type of emotion to them, that they don't really have any type of caring, really. It kind of makes me wonder, you know, if they don't have any emotion, then why would they have cared enough to transplant us to a different planet? Which it kind of makes me think that if we're capable of having emotion, and if you have ever watched animals, the ones that are on this planet, a lot of them do show emotion. It's just in a different way. If a dog wags its tail when it's happy, that type of thing, you know, instead of being like, you know, smiling and being, you know, like a human does. Anyway, it kind of makes me wonder that if these aliens that are abducting people have no real emotion, then why would they have cared enough to transplant us here? And if it wasn't those aliens, then obviously it was another set of, you know, alien creatures. Then that means if there was more than one and there was a couple, then obviously there's more intelligent life out there than we ever expected. So it kind of makes me think that... again, it kind of makes me think. Everything kind of makes me think. Sorry, people, if I'm repeating myself way too much all the time. But I just find this to be really interesting subject that just makes me question everything. And especially the conventional wisdom is just, it's outdated in my mind, just for the simple fact that things change. Everything evolves. Everything is changing at all time. There's only one constant in this entire universe, and that one constant is change. Change is constantly changing, which keeps it consistent, which means it's the one thing that doesn't change. And if everything is changing all the time and humans are getting smarter, then that means the aliens that are around us are getting smarter. Maybe they're keeping us, you know, on this planet intentionally. I mean, again, there was maybe they're keeping an eye on us all the time. Maybe they're coming back and abducting people to make sure that the environment that we're living in right now is suitable to us. And if it is, then what makes it suitable to us? What makes us able to thrive so well on this planet? You know, maybe they have really good intentions for us. You know, maybe they are. And this is going into a subject that I probably shouldn't even mention, but maybe those aliens are what spawned religion. I mean, again, you know, there's a lot of UFO pictures and old paintings. Maybe that's where religion came from, was the whole alien thing, the superior life. I mean, that's a subject that I'm not even going to get into, so it's about as far as I'll go with it for now, because that's just too complicated, and people probably get pissed off at what I'd say. But I just think that if there's intelligent life out there, then there's a lot more of it than we think. The Allagash abduction, for example, if their story is so similar to other people's stories that have happened over, you know, however long a period of time man's been around, if they're so similar, then maybe the aliens are keeping an eye on us. Maybe they're making sure that, you know, like I said, we're thriving on this planet. They're wanting to make sure that we keep on thriving, and maybe they're just wanting to see what makes us tick and why this planet's so good for us, why we thrive so well. And if they are, that would kind of explain why there would be a moon base on the dark side of the moon, or the back side of the moon. Maybe they have kind of a station there that comes down here occasionally and checks on us to make sure we're all right. You know, I think, if anything, the aliens have not bad intentions. I can't say they necessarily have good intentions, but I would think that they would have not so bad intentions. Maybe, you know, maybe they thought they were the only ones in the universe, and whenever they came upon us, for whatever reason, intentionally or unintentionally, when they came upon us, they were so shocked to find such a planet with teeming life that they, you know, they decided to, you know, to check out every aspect of everything that they possibly could. You know, maybe they're just really curious about us, and maybe they come from such a society that's so different from us, they don't know really how to interact. Anyway, it's an interesting topic to cover. Again, if you guys have any comments whatsoever, feedback, ideas, criticism, whatever, good or bad, send an email to me at the13skulls@gmail.com. And you can also, you know, send me audio, send me text, whatever. I'm good with all formats. You can also, again, give me a phone call on my phone line, which is a comment line, not a live line. It's 206-202-5128. And, you know, I'll get your MP3 whenever it, you know, if you call, it'll direct me straight to it. You know, but it's not a live line, just to reiterate that fact one more time. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here and play you guys some music. So enjoy this, and I'll be right back. Still is under the same subject. There's been two articles that have come through recently. One of them is that they found a planet that has water-like substance on it, and they've also found another planet that is revolving around a red dwarf, I believe it was. But anyway, I could be completely wrong there. But anyway, I don't have the article in front of me. I'll post it up in the show notes so you guys can see it. Basically, they found a planet that's as close to the Earth in comparison as possible, or as they, as close as they've ever found, that anybody's ever found. It's revolving around their sun, and I believe it was revolving at a rate of about 3 days to go around their sun. So anyway, it was a planet that's as close to being like Earth as possible. And if that's so, if we finally found a planet that's at least the closest thing to harboring life that we've ever found, then that kind of makes me realize that, you know, how long has science been studying astronomy? A couple hundred years at the most. if that's so, it's only taken, you know, a blink in the blink of the cosmic eye to get to that point. You know, that whole era is just a blink of an eye, really, when it comes to the universal scale of time. So that basically makes me think that if it's only taken that little bit of amount of time to actually find an Earth-like planet, then give us another few hundred years, then I'm sure we'll probably end up finding many, 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 many more. So I thought it was interesting that they've actually found a planet that's as close to being like Earth as possible. It was really, really interesting. So I just had to bring that article up. I don't have the article in front of me, so I'll have to post that up in the show notes, so just keep an eye out for it. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is there was an article that came through recently too that I noticed, and I said I wasn't going to talk too many about too many articles in this show, but this one here, it was an article about a ship that was found recently with no crew in it. And seeing as how it didn't have a crew in it, the whole alien abduction theory came into mind. There's a lot of people around that go missing. There's a lot of people that don't ever come back. Some people that go missing are found dead, and there are some people that are just found. And it makes me wonder if maybe the ship of that, or that crew of that ship, actually was abducted by aliens. Now, I know that's kind of a far-fetched idea, but it does kind of make you wonder if you're going into the other colonies of the human species, if possibly aliens are picking people up here and taking them somewhere else. I mean, I know, like I said, that's kind of a far-fetched idea, but that's kind of how my brain works. It makes me wonder that if some people are going missing, I mean, did they murder everybody? Who knows? Did they all get wiped off the ship in a storm? Who knows? Did they get abducted by aliens? Who knows? I mean, it's all the same possibility. Nobody knows. All they know is they found a ship and it didn't have anybody on it. So it could have possibly been an alien abduction, but you never know. The reason that I kind of wanted to say something like that is that the government sometimes wants to control you with fear. Now, I know that doesn't have a whole lot to do with a ship that has no crew in it, but do you think the government is part of that? Do you think the government knows that these aliens are abducting people? Do you think the government wants to control people by fear so they're not really telling you what's going on? Or do you think that the aliens would make themselves known if the government would allow it? Do you think that the government is keeping them from showing themselves, the aliens, that is? What is it? I mean, why are they not making themselves known? Why are the aliens hiding? Why do they not come out in that typical land on the White House lawn type of mentality? Why don't they do that? Why not? What's the point? Why keep us in the dark about this? Because the government likes to keep their people in fear. That's how they control them. But does the government have anything to do with it at all? I don't know. Really, the question is, why are the aliens not making themselves known? Is it because they don't want to scare us too much? Is that they know that if they did, then all hell would break loose? You know, anarchy, chaos type of thing? I don't think they would. I think maybe in the 1950s that would have happened because of the whole, I can't think of his name right now, who did the radio show that freaked everybody out, Orson Welles. Whenever Orson Welles did the whole, alien invader type thing and everybody freaked out, maybe that would have happened then. But this is 2007. I know my generation is a little bit more accepting and open to it and wants to actually have this information, wants to know this, and I think we'd be more accepting of it. I think, you know, again, 50 years ago, people would have freaked out. People did freak out. But nowadays, I don't think they would. I think people would actually be really understanding and would really want to know this. I think there are still some people that are so brainwashed by their, and I hate to say this because people are probably going to get mad, but I think there's a lot of people out there that are kind of brainwashed with their religion and their ideas and their societal beliefs and things like that, that they would be too scared to even be able to understand or accept the fact that there's life elsewhere. But again, you know, you never know. Why are they not making themselves known? Maybe they just don't want to. Maybe they don't want to have anybody know that they're out there to steal their technology or something like that. You really don't know. I don't know. If you do have an idea on it and you think you know, if you've ever been abducted or anything like that, please let me know. Send in an email. Send me a voicemail. Send me something. I want to know about this. Type it out. Write it out. Speak it out. Whatever you want to do. Let me know about it because I'd love to know if there's people out there that have actually had any experiences and what they are. Because me personally, I've never had any type of alien abduction experiences. I've never had anything like that at all. So I've had some paranormal experiences. I will give it that. But I've never actually been abducted. And if I have been abducted, they did a damn good job of wiping my memory out. So anyway, if you do have any experiences or anything like that you want to share, if you have an idea on why aliens are not, showing themselves or making themselves known, you know, send it in. Let me know.
This is Doug.
And this is Scott L. from Ghostly Talk.
Reminding you to tune in to Ghostly Talk on Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Heck yeah, Doug. Visit Ghostly Talk at www.ghostlytalk.com. One of the world's premier paranormal talk shows.
Totally, Scott. Download hundreds of free show archives. Read the world's latest paranormal news. And be sure to visit our forums.
Pimping the grassroots paranormal community since 2002.
Dead air never sounded so good on Ghostly Talk.
All right, well, really, from this point on, I just kind of wanted to kind of give my a little bit more of an opinion on the whole universe and the fact of life in the universe. I don't necessarily believe that we're alone. I think that the universe was not built just for us. I don't believe that the universe is so lacking in life that it just happens to be here and only here. The scale of the universe is too big to say that we're alone. Now, when I say we're not alone, that doesn't mean that ET is going to come down and land in your backyard and take you away. Basically, what I'm saying is that on the minimal basic scale of things, there has to be at least bacterial life somewhere on some piece of rock or ice or something floating around in some solar system, some galaxy, on some corner of the universe. Now, doesn't necessarily mean it's next door to us, doesn't necessarily mean it's on the other side of the universe either. Now, that's another thing we could get into, is whether or not the universe has an edge to it. Me personally, I find it hard to believe that if the universe is expanding, that there's nothing on the other side, because I don't think that it's possible for you to just have nothing. Anyway, I won't even go into that quite yet. That'll be a whole nother episode. But I do believe that there has to be at least bacterial life on a minimal basic, at the least, it has to be at least that. And to be completely honest with you, as the saying goes, there's always somebody bigger and better than you. There is. There's always somebody who will beat you. There's always someone who is better than you. So if that saying is true, then that means there's intelligent life out there beyond what we can comprehend or understand. So I think that if we are being visited by any type of alien species or creature or whatever you want to call it, then I believe that it's not just them and me. It's not me and you and them. It's not just their alien species and us. If there's one alien species, then there's countless alien species. If there's not just one, there's not just two. I mean, look at the amount of species that are on this planet alone. You're looking at thousands and thousands of different species of creature, be it, you know, a whale to an ant to me and you, to, you know, the strangest little creatures that you can find in the Amazon. You know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of species of animals that are living or have lived or will live on this planet. And if you take in the fact that this universe is so big, then you would have to think that there would be more life elsewhere, just for the fact that if there are this many species on this planet alone, there has to be more outside of this planet. They're not all going to just be here. That would be kind of arrogant to think that we're the only ones. But anyway, I guess if you have an opinion on the overall existence of aliens and the fact that that they're abducting people, or that they could have possibly transplanted us here to keep an eye on us, and that they are abducting us just for that purpose of checking in on us and making sure that we're okay, let me know what it is. I'd love to hear it, because I personally believe that we are not alone and that everything that we do is being monitored in some way. And I believe that if you have been abducted, then you actually are a fairly special person. And I have to say that just for the simple fact that not everybody is abducted. There's a lot of people that haven't been. And if you have been, then maybe you're part of some special grand scientific experiment to see where humans live the best, where they function the best, where do they thrive the best. So maybe you're actually part of a grand experiment. If you're not an abductee, then, you know, if you have a theory on whether or not people are just crackpots, or if they actually have a common thread between all of them as far as, you know, why they're being abducted, let me know. Let me know what it is. Let me know everything you have to say. So I guess I am actually going to go ahead and start taking this out to a close to end episode number 3 of the 13 Skulls podcast. If you've enjoyed the music that's in tonight's show or today's show, whenever it is that you're listening to this, go to iodealliance.com. That is where I get all of the music from. I'd like to thank them for the music that they have there. They provide a pretty good service. I really like it. But if you do like the music that's in today's show, there'll be links to download the songs in the show notes, and there'll also be links there if you'd like to buy the music if you like it that much. So again, I guess I'm going to have to take this out to a close. Just to let you guys know, if this episode sucked, it's really just going to be due to the fact that this is the second time that I've recorded it. And a lot of the stuff I kind of lost in the fact that the program I used to record with, they just decided to shut down on me. So this is the second time I've had to record this, and if it sucked, I apologize. But, you know, I'd love to hear your criticisms, you know, if there's anything I can do to improve. So anyway, I guess I will go ahead and call it quits for now, and I will talk to you guys on another day.